Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debts to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I love to sing your praises. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debts to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debts to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Hallelujah.
My bread of life is in troubled seas. Whenever there's a wind in my sea, but I am afraid to watch over me when the breeze turns into. Oh, I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the wind. Jesus turned the storm and made the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, sometimes I sow, sometimes I sow like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low but never brings me down. Oh, I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, I know the master of the way. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the way. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make need the sun to shine again. I know the Master of the wind.
Amen. Before we come to the word, let's sing that song, I Bless Your Name, I Bless Your Name. Let's just take our time on the song. Let's worship the Lord. Amen.
In praiseless chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in their pain began to sing.
Oh, they began to sing.
Their chains were loosed.
Oh, their chains were loosed. I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Oh,
I bless your name.
Hallelujah.
I give you honor. I give you praise.
You are the Lord.
The truth and the way.
The truth and the way.
Bless you, Lord, I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you in a praise, and in your mind, reach out, reach out, most
pray,
defy those chains. In Jesus' name,
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Oh,
I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you
praise.
I give you praise.
You are
the light,
the truth and the way.
We bless you, Lord. I bless your name.
So if you find
that in your life you in the midst
of time so hard,
reach out,
my friend.
Two heights I know.
You will find.
You're not alone.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Oh,
I bless your name.
I give you honor.
I give you
the service. Let's put ourselves before the Lord today. Why don't you bring your soul, lay it upon the altar, and
Jesus,
just say, Jesus, bring an atmosphere in me that I might be fertile in my soul, that the seed, when it comes, there may be a conception in me. Let your word be life to me. Maybe you need to confess something before the Lord first. Maybe you need to put something under the blood, because God only meets the worshipper under the blood. So let's put ourselves before the Lord before we come to the word. Father, as your people, how we want to just bring ourselves, Father, to lay ourselves under the altar. Father, upon this day, to come under the blood, by your grace and by your mercy, to look unto thee, to call upon the name, to bring ourselves before thee. Father, if there's one thing that we desire upon this day, if there's one thing that we seek after, Lord, even at this time, that is to be sensitive unto Thee, that is to worship, Lord, that is to please Thee, Lord Jesus, that, Father, in this service, You may have Your way, that You would help me, Lord Jesus, just to be still and to know that Thou art God, that, Father, You may just lead and guide me, Lord, and ask and pray. Father, may You just be the voice behind me that tells me, Lord, the way that I should go, that You would say, turn to the left, or You would say, turn to the right, that the glory would be given unto Thee, Father, is my desire, Lord, of my prayer. I'm waiting upon Thee, Heavenly Father, this time, and bringing myself before Thee, Lord, upon this day. Heavenly Father, just so desiring to meet Thee. You know, my heart's desire before Thee, Lord, even this thought, is that You'd quicken, and that You would lead, and that You would guide, Lord, that You'd overshadow the souls of Your people, that You'd speak unto hearts, that You'd speak unto lives, Lord, that You would have mercy upon us, Father, that You would lead us and guide us, Lord, and just grant unto us mercy and grant unto us grace, Lord, as I would look unto Thee, Lord, and do desire, Father, to call upon Thee, I do desire to, Lord, to wait upon Thee, I do desire, Father, to bring all things before Thee, Lord, upon this day. Would You help us, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord, I bring Your grace upon this day, Father, just so desire, Lord, just to give it unto Thee, You just take control, You just be glorified. I pray for my brother to interpret, Lord. I pray Your blessing upon him. I pray Your grace upon him. I pray Your leadership, Lord. I pray Your guidance. I pray Your grace. I pray Your mercy. That You would minister. That You would speak. That You would have mercy, Lord. It's my desire. That You would be glorified. That is my petition and my prayer. Father, I pray Lord, to revive all the glory of the midst of years. Father, Lord, let Your people, Lord, rejoice in Thee. That You would be glorified, Lord. Just help us, Lord Jesus, just guide us, Lord, just help us to be sensitive, Lord, to lay aside that which is unnecessary, Lord, and just to follow Thy leadership, Lord, just to follow Thee, to bring it all to Thee, to dedicate it all upon Thee, to call on upon Thy name, to wait upon Thee, bless Your people, gathering in like manner, Lord, as I to bring it all before Thee at this time. In Jesus' name I pray, Father, looking unto Thee, waiting upon Thee, Lord, just dedicating all to Thee, Lord, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we seek, we ask, and we pray, Lord, just looking unto Thee. In Jesus' name, Father, we do thank You upon this day, that, Father, we are called Your children. Father, in this world, Father, that's filled with confusion, that's filled with darkness, Lord, we thank You, Lord, that we can walk with You. And Father, we've come upon this day, for we just want to worship You. Father, we just want to enter into that place that our worship is acceptable before Thee. Father, we just want to be those people that walk with God in their generation. Father, not to walk with this spirit of this age, but Father, to walk in the way that You would have us to go. That's why, Father, we bring everything before Thee at the beginning of the service. Father, how we had long right from every person sitting in Your divine presence upon this day, right to the front, to Father myself, to Brother Jose, that each and every one of us, Lord, You would grant unto us that grace just to get ourselves out the way. That, Father, You can do wonderful things. That, Father, You can work the wonders of Your work. Let it be so. Father, bless the visitors in our gates upon this day. Let this be a day of visitation unto them would be our desire. Father, bless, Lord, the request that we have. May You minister to them, Lord. Sister Teriro, Lord. Father, pray, Lord, bring in this petition on behalf of Virginia, Lord, who's going into the hospital. I do pray that You just be with her as she'd go through this cesarean. That, Father, Your grace, that Your mercy would be extended. That, Father, You would be the one that would guide the hands, even of the surgeons, we'd pray. Amen. That there'd come a good report from this, Lord. Father, we think of Brother Brian, Sister Deirdre upon this day. I do pray for them that You'll help them with their car. Father, just pray that You'll help them, Lord, at this time, that You'd minister strength and mercy and grace as I dedicate them to Thee. Father, each of us have come unto this place, Lord, not to be seen. Father, we've come unto this place to appear before God. And Father, if we go from this place without that, Lord, Father, we're going to be so disappointed, Lord. But Father, we're so glad that You're always faithful and true to Your covenant, Lord. Father, to Your promises, Lord. Even if You said, Father, two or three, Father, there's more than two or three gathered in Your name upon this day. And Father, we know that You keep all all your appointments, Lord. You've always been so faithful. And that's why we come, Lord, to lift up our hands unto Thee, Father, to sing unto Thee the songs of Zion. Father, we've come now to be washed in the waters of the Word. Father, we desire that Your Word would be a lamp unto our feet. Father, we desire that You would quicken us. Father, we desire, Lord, that You would lead us. We desire, Lord, that You would help us, that You may walk the way that You desire for us to walk. Father, You have mercy upon us. Bless them that are gathering in like manner in different places, we pray. We do think of them upon this day. Father, Thy servants that You've sent our way to stand in this place to minister to us. Father, we pray for each of them upon this day that You would bless them, that You would bless them in the post of duty, Lord. Them that haven't managed to be here today, anybody on the bed of sickness or, Father, affliction, Lord, we ask and pray for Your grace, Your mercy, that You'd extend Your hand unto them, we pray. Father, You be with us as we give all into Your hands. In Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name today. Let's greet the visitors, Brother Mike's sister from Malawi. Rachel, we do greet her in Jesus' name. May she be at home in the house of the Lord. Also, Teresa is visiting with us. Who is Teresa today? Teresa Ade. God bless you. Nice to have you with us as well. May the Lord bless you. We also have Brother Peter, Sister Diane from Sligo. We know Brother Peter, Sister Diane. They came when Brother Brian Kasurek was preaching for us on their Saturday night. If you remember, they came. So they came this weekend. There was a bit of a mix-up on the dates. They came for the communion service yesterday. So really sorry about that. But it's so good to be with them. It's nice to see people eager to be in the house of the Lord. They were here at 10 o'clock in the morning. They came in. They set off the alarm in the eagerness to get into the house of the Lord. But it's a good thing, saints. Amen. David said, "Early will I seek thee." And I think that's a real good thing. So we greet our brother, our sister. May the Lord bless them as well. Just saying about Brother Brian, Sister Deirdre, they had a bit of a misfortune on the weekend. They were supposed to fly to Norway yesterday. Brother Brian printed out the boarding cards. They went to the airport, and he had accidentally printed out the boarding cards to come back from Norway. So he thought the flight was going at 10, but that was the return flight. So when they got to the airport, put in their boarding cards, the flight had left at 7. So. And the day before, his car had broken down. The suspension gave up. So it was a real bad time. So let's remember them in prayer. They said they'll be joining us on the internet today. So we do greet them as well. So keep them in prayer. The devil tries to discourage friends. And he wants to kick you when he's down. And that's when you really need the family of God to be there to support and to encourage. One final thing as well. Sister Vida, she's going on holiday this week for the summer to Lithuania. We do wish her Godspeed. If she can greet all the saints there for us as she goes back home for a couple of months. So we really pray she'll have a good time there. And communion service is next Saturday evening. So let's prepare ourselves for communion this week. Let's meet and it's our 6 o'clock communion service. Psalm 63. Let's take our reading from there. Psalm 63.
Psalm 63.
A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. That's what it says. So David, it wasn't an easy condition that he was in at this time. He was in the wilderness of Judah. Psalm 63, bro. One psalm back there. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I've seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Hallelujah. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Amen. Amen. Let's read Psalm 42 as well.
Psalm 42.
Very similar, both of these psalms. David finding himself in the wilderness, separated from the house of God. And look at how David prays. Psalm 42, read from verse 1. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, for the help of his countenance. Amen. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated. We're going to take a thought today just from those scriptures.
De ces écritures, nous allons tirer notre pensée.
We'll just take a bit of a progression.
Pour faire un peu de
we'll speak first of all about the sinner, about the need of the sinner.
Nous allons parler d'abord du besoin de pécheur.
Which is also the need of each and every one of us, because we were born in sin. And we dwell in a tabernacle still, which is governed by a fallen nature.
Qui est encore gouverné par une nature.
And then we'll move on from there.
Et puis on va avancer de là.
And we'll try to bring it onto the church.
Nous allons essayer de ramener cela à l'église.
And what our thought is, if you can put the slides, we'll put a couple of slides, they're not going to use too many.
Nous allons mettre quelques,
but our thought today is painful desire. A painful desire.
Un désir pénible.
Now on Friday night we were having a look at the Comforter.
Les vendredis soir, on regardait au consolateur.
And we saw that
on a vu que
the manifestation that we see in this age, or in any age of sin, is when you see people drinking, when you see the pubs are full, when you get down to the stadiums and they're full, and the people are worshipping the idols of this age. You see people with the worldly music, people putting on fashion, showing off their bodies and things, or putting on makeup, trying to make themselves beautiful, to display themselves.
Des maquillages, essayant de se rendre plus
belles. All of these things have are related to one thing.
Et toutes ces choses sont, en relation.
They're related to thirst.
C'est en relation avec
they're related to a desire
à un désir
that God has put, we saw on Friday night, in the soul of a person.
On a vu le vendredi que, la soif.
It's the grace of God.
C'est la grâce de Dieu.
Because God put a thirst,
parce que Dieu a placé la soif
in the soul of every person.
Dans l'âme de chaque personne.
But unfortunately, the devil,
le diable,
he's always there to pervert.
Il est toujours là pour pervertir.
And he wants to take a holy thirst, something that a desire that God put in people.
Sainte, un désir que Dieu a placé dans son
people
peuple.
Desire to be accepted.
Les gens désirent être acceptés.
People have a desire to worship.
Les gens ont le désir d'être,
a desire to express themselves.
Et désir s'exprimer
to something they adore.
À quelque chose qu'ils adorent.
People have that kind of a desire.
Les gens ont ce besoin.
And the devil takes advantage of that desire.
Et le diable en profite.
And everything that we see out there today.
Tout ce que nous voyons là dehors,
and everything we see which is falling short in the house of God.
Qui est, qui est en dehors de la maison de
are
Dieu.
Are attributes.
Ce sont des attributs
of this desire that's been perverted.
De ce désir que, qui a été perverti.
You know, the prophet says it in the message Thirst, 1965.
Dans le message Soif, le prophète
dit, he says, when I was thinking and looking at the word thirst,
lorsque je pensais et je regardais à ce mot-là,
soif, I looked up in the dictionary to see what it means.
Et je regardais au dictionnaire pour voir ce que ça signifie.
Webster says,
Webster dit,
it's a painful desire.
C'est un désir pénible.
So a thirst is a painful desire.
Ainsi, la soif, c'est un désir pénible.
And friends, there's a natural thirst and there's a spiritual thirst. He says, when you want something so bad,
vous désirez quelque chose,
until it becomes painful for
au point que ça devient si pénible pour vous,
have you ever felt like that?
Avez-vous
in the natural, you've been like that.
Dans le naturel, vous êtes comme cela.
Because there's something about thirst.
Parce qu'il y a quelque chose à propos de la soif.
We said it on Friday night. Thirst is different than hunger.
La soif est différente de la faim.
If you don't eat for 10 days, your hunger will disappear.
Si vous ne mangez pas pendant 10 jours, vous n'aurez
but
plus faim.
Thirst gets worse and worse and worse.
S'empirer, s'empirer, s'empirer.
Thirst doesn't take no for an answer.
La soif ne prend pas non comme réponse.
Thirst is demanding.
La soif est exigeante.
It keeps demanding from you
à exiger de vous
that it needs the desire to be met.
Il faut que le désir soit satisfait.
Because you so much need water.
Vous avez tellement besoin de l'eau.
No, your thirst needs to be quenched.
Okay, la soif doit être étanchée.
You can't live long without water.
Vous pouvez pas vivre longtemps sans eau.
And therefore, God has put it as a safety mechanism.
Dieu a placé comme un mécanisme de
sûreté inside of people
à l'intérieur des hommes,
that when you don't have sufficient water in your
vous
system,
n'avez pas suffisamment d'eau dans le système,
there's a desire.
Il y a un désir.
And it starts off as maybe just a dull desire.
Et ça commence juste comme un petit désir.
But if you don't satisfy that
si
desire,
vous ne satisfaisez pas
if you don't pay attention to that desire,
pas attention à ce
the
désir,
desire gets deeper and deeper and deeper
s'approfondir,
until it becomes a painful
au
desire.
Point que ça devient un désir pénible.
And that's what a thirst is. It's a painful desire.
Et c'est ce que c'est la soif. C'est un désir pénible.
The prophet says it's not an unnatural thing to thirst.
Le prophète dit que c'est pas une chose qui n'est pas naturelle.
It's simply something that God has given us.
Donc c'est quelque chose que Dieu nous a donné.
And friends, if God has put something inside of us,
si Dieu a placé quelque chose à l'intérieur,
something in
nous,
the control tower,
quelque chose sur les, la
something
control,
that is a warning to warn us that not everything's right,
nous avertir que,
that we're lacking something,
que nous manquons quelque chose,
it would do us good to pay heed unto that warning.
Du bien d'y payer attention.
Don't try to steal that warning.
N'essayez pas de négliger cet avertissement.
When your body, even in the natural, is demanding something.
Lorsque votre cœur dans le naturel exige.
I remember when
chose,
Brother George went for his to check up on his valve and his heart.
C'est juste comme le frère George quand il est allé vérifier.
And he had had all these problems for years.
Et il avait son
problème. And the doctor said to him, they said,
ils ont dit,
you need to listen to your body.
Tu dois écouter à ton corps.
You can't just keep overriding these things.
Tu ne peux pas continuer à négliger
when there's pain,
quand il y a la
when
peine,
there's something that is needed,
quelque chose qui est demandé,
God has put the safety mechanism in us. It's inbuilt,
this
instinct,
sûreté, cet instinct
that warns us something's not right.
Pour nous avertir que quelque chose ne
pay
va pas,
attention.
Et il faut faire attention.
See to this. Put aside other things. See to this. This is urgent.
Ça, c'est urgent. Il faut payer attention à ceci.
That's why it says it's God given.
C'est pourquoi il est dit que
it's God given. To give us a desire for something.
C'est Dieu qui nous a donné ce désir pour quelque chose.
He's given us a control tower.
Il nous a donné une tour de contrôle.
Something that sits inside of us.
Quelque chose qui est établi à l'intérieur.
That controls these different desires.
Qui contrôle les désirs différents.
And that control tower in the man's heart.
Et cette tour de contrôle au cœur de
l'homme. Something that God gives him.
C'est quelque chose que Dieu lui donne.
To warn him of the desires that's needful for him.
Lui avertir du désir qui est à l'intérieur.
Then he gets on to the fact that there's a spiritual thirst and a natural thirst.
Et puis il arrive au point qu'il y a une soif surnaturelle.
And we've read it in the scripture that David was thirsty.
Nous avons lu dans l'écriture.
This is my soul thirsteth after God.
Mon âme a soif de Dieu.
For the living God.
Du Dieu vivant.
Now he was in a blessed condition, David.
Il était dans une condition bénie, David.
Because he was thirsty for something that he had already experienced.
Parce qu'il avait soif de quelque chose qu'il avait déjà.
He was seeking for a revival in himself of something that he used to have.
Le réveil de quelque chose qu'il avait déjà.
So he knew exactly what he needed.
Il savait exactement ce dont il avait
he
besoin.
Knew what that desire was telling him.
Il savait ce que ses désirs lui
disaient. And he knew what the source of the fulfillment of that desire was.
De l'accomplissement de ses désirs.
But the person in the world.
Mais la personne dans le monde,
who has this thirst?
Qui a cette soif,
they've never experienced what it is
n'ont jamais expérimenté cette
to drink from the living waters of Christ.
Boire des eaux vivantes de Christ.
They've never experienced spiritually that something that quenches this thirst.
Spirituellement, ils n'ont jamais expérimenté cette chose qui étanche la soif.
So the devil takes advantage of that.
Le diable en profite.
You know, the prophet speaks about death in disguise.
Les prophètes parlent de
death in disguise.
La mort masquée.
That people have this thirst.
Que les gens ont cette soif.
And to a person who doesn't know Christ,
et pour quelqu'un qui ne connaît pas Christ,
it's an urgent desire.
C'est un désir urgent.
God has put the spiritual thirst in a person.
Dieu a placé la soif spirituelle.
To tell them things are not right.
Pour lui dire que les choses
you need to pay attention.
Et qu'il faut payer attention.
You need to do something about
il faut faire
this.
Quelque chose à propos de ces
because choses. One of these days, the
parce
life is going to leave the body.
Un de ce jour, la vie va quitter le corps.
And then where are you going to be
où vas-tu être?
If your soul has never met the one that
si
satisfies that thirst
jamais rencontré celui qui satisfait
and that
soif.
Only comes through repentance
et ça ne vient que par la repentance,
through forgiveness
par le pardon,
through God's grace
par la grâce de
through
Dieu,
reconciliation
par la réconciliation,
through finding peace with God through Christ
trouver la paix avec Dieu Christ.
But that voice is in there in the control tower of every person.
Mais il y a une voix à l'intérieur sur les
and it's so persistent.
Et elle est persistante.
And it's telling a person things are not well.
Disant à la personne que les choses ne vont pas bien.
And there's an uneasiness inside
et
of people.
Il y a un malaise à l'intérieur.
But then the devil he sees the way that God has made man.
Lorsque le diable regarde la façon dont Dieu a
and he brings all of these substitutes.
Il ramène tous les substituts.
He brings alcohol.
Il
he brings drugs. He brings entertainment.
Et il amène le divertissement.
He brings all manner of things, smoking,
il
carousing,
beaucoup de choses,
fornication,
fornication,
the lusts of the flesh,
les convoitises de la chair.
Or he brings fashion.
Où il amène la mode.
And he makes a person think, he fools a person.
Et il fait penser à la personne, la
into thinking if you'll just do this,
pensant que si tu fais ceci,
The thirst will be satisfied.
Cette soif sera satisfaite.
And a person will start off in drugs.
Et la personne va commencer avec
maybe
la
they start with marijuana.
Et peut-être commence avec la marijuana.
And there's some enjoyment because sin has pleasure with it.
Et il y a assez de la joie.
And the devil knows the chemical reactions in the body.
Et le diable vient avec
des. And there's the feelings of pleasure.
Et il y a les sentiments.
But you don't know the prophet says.
Et vous savez, le prophète.
That is death in disguise.
Et c'est la mort déguisée.
It's coming to you as if it's going to satisfy this thirst inside of you.
Elle vient pour comme si elle va satisfaire.
But it's not the solution.
Mais c'est pas la solution.
It's a substitute.
C'est un substitut.
And instead of leading you to life,
au lieu de te conduire à la vie,
it leads you to death.
Ça va t'amener à la mort.
And the proof that it isn't the real thing,
la preuve que ce n'est pas la chose réelle,
is that it doesn't fully satisfy.
C'est que ça satisfait pas entièrement.
So after a while, marijuana is not enough.
Après un certain temps,
and a person gets into cocaine.
Et la personne arrive à.
And then cocaine's not enough.
Et puis la cocaïne.
Or they need more and more of the same thing to get to the same level of
besoin de plus et plus de plus en plus de la même
of high which they were getting to.
Un niveau plus haut.
That's death in disguise.
Et ça, c'est la mort déguisée.
That's the devil.
C'est le diable.
Knowing the principle that God has put inside
sachant
of man.
Le principe que Dieu a placé à l'intérieur.
And the devil bringing a person to a perversion.
Et le diable amène la personne à la perversion.
It's natural.
C'est naturel
for a person to desire to marry.
Pour une personne désirée.
It's natural when you get to a certain age.
C'est naturel.
Your body.
À un certain âge,
there's a certain change in the system.
Il y a un changement dans le système.
And you don't want to be on your own anymore.
Et tu ne veux plus être toi.
And the natural desires of the body, Paul says,
corps,
it's better for a man to marry than to burn.
C'est mieux pour un homme de marier.
There's
que des,
natural things occur in the body. Which are telling you that you know there's something that needs to fulfill this.
Il y a ces choses naturelles pour qui vous dites
the desire of the heart.
Vous avez besoin de satisfaire ce
but the devil wants to come and pervert that.
Mais le diable veut venir
pervertir. He wants to bring fornication.
Il veut amener la fornication.
Immorality.
L'immoralité,
adultery.
L'adultère.
You know, something which God
vous savez, quelque chose
has allowed
a permis,
the relationship between a man and a woman.
La relation entre l'homme et la femme.
But the devil comes and perverts
mais
that.
Le diable vient pour pervertir.
And instead of it
cela,
being something righteous.
Au lieu que ça soit quelque chose
it becomes something that's death.
Ça devient une mort.
It becomes something unlawful.
Ça devient quelque chose qui n'est pas
and légal. You know inside of yourself
et vous savez à l'intérieur,
in the control tower
sur la tour de contrôle,
that when you're doing it it's not right.
Lorsque vous le faites, c'est pas correct.
Society may try to steal that voice.
La société peut essayer de
Hollywood may try to steal that
Hollywood
voice.
Peut essayer de voler cette
they
voix.
May put all the soap operas with all of the immorality in the world.
Ils vont mettre toutes ces épisodes et toutes ces choses
and you may soak yourself
monde.
In that.
Et vous allez entasser.
And say, but it's okay because everybody's doing it.
C'est bien parce que tout le monde le fait.
But there's something inside of you
mais y a quelque
that
chose
tells you that it's not okay.
C'est immoral.
Even if everybody else
même
is doing
si
it, it still doesn't
fait,
make it right.
Cela n'est fait pas de cela juste.
And that's the grace of God.
Ça, c'est la grâce de Dieu.
That's a thirst, a holy
c'est
thirst
la soif, une soif sainte
that God put in the soul of every person
à l'intérieur de l'âme
to thirst after Him,
pour avoir soif
to
lui.
Thirst after His leadership.
Avoir soif de
and for every natural desire, God has an answer.
Et pour chaque désir naturel, Dieu
and
a
the devil has a substitute.
Et le diable a un substitut.
You know, a woman wants to be accepted.
Une femme veut être acceptée.
She wants someone to appreciate her.
Elle veut quelqu'un qui
there's nothing wrong with that.
Il n'y a rien de mal
a woman was
ça.
Made like that.
La femme a été
but what does the devil do?
Mais qu'est-ce que le diable
makes
fait?
Her paint her face.
Elle fait, elle
makes
fait
her show off her body.
Face, elle montre
put
son
tight
corps.
Clothing on.
Elle s'habille, avec des
display herself before men. That's a perversion of a righteous desire. A woman wants a man to be attracted to her. God has a provision. Before the foundation of the world, when God thought of you, He thought of someone to be with you. But the devil wants to get there first. And he wants to pervert that desire. That righteous desire that God put inside of a woman. And then you see a woman parading herself down the street. Showing herself before men. And then a spirit of lust, uncleanness comes on her. And a spirit of uncleanness comes upon men. And the men will whistle after the woman. It's It's not right.
Et c'est pas correct.
No matter how much the world says it's okay,
there's
something inside of every person,
something
inside of every genuine woman who knows that it's not right for me to display my body before men. A woman has been given a sacred trust, the sacred trust of motherhood. Her mother, her body, God has ordained to bring forth life. It's a sacred thing.
Et c'est une chose sacrée.
But the world takes the sacred things.
Mais le monde prend la chose sacrée.
Put them in the newspaper.
Et le place.
And a woman's displaying herself.
Elle s'affiche.
The things that God gave her for her husband.
La chose que Dieu lui a donné
pour
son mari.
To bring forth.
Pour produire.
The world perverts it.
Ah, le monde le pervertit.
And it's getting worse.
Et ça devient pire.
And it's getting worse.
Et ça ne fait que s'empirer.
But there's something still in the soul of a person.
Mais quelque chose.
No matter how bad and corrupt society. Gets, if you will just be still, if you will just be honest, if you will just listen to that something in the soul, there's something that tells you it's not right. I shouldn't be like this. This kind of a life is going to lead me to death. There's no everlasting life in this that I'm doing. And you know that you're not reconciled to God. And that desire will be persistent. But you've got to be careful. Because if you keep quenching that desire with the things of the world, if you keep suppressing that, that voice gets less and less.
Diminue davantage.
Until a person can overstep
au point que la
the line of grace
dépasse la ligne de
and not
grâce,
be a privileged person. Because you never listen to that which
plus.
The grace of God ministered
c'est
to
que
you.
La grâce de Dieu vous a servi.
So there's those people
ainsi, y a ces gens
who know what they're thirsting for.
Qui savent ce dont ils ont soif,
because they've experienced
parce qu'ils ont expérimenté
the genuineness
la véritable
of what it is to have your soul quenched.
De ce que c'est d'avoir son âme
by the Spirit of Christ.
Par l'Esprit de Christ.
On Friday we saw the Comforter.
Le vendredi, on a vu le
God has given us the Comforter.
Dieu nous a donné le Consolateur
to quench that thirst.
Pour étancher cette
to comfort us.
Pour nous comforter.
When we're nervous.
Lorsque nous sommes
when we're fearful.
Lorsque nous avons
when we're worrying about the future.
Lorsque nous avons des inquiétudes.
God doesn't want us opening a newspaper.
Dieu ne veut pas que nous
puissions and looking at the horoscopes.
D'ouvrir les journaux et
regarder or going to the spiritualists, to the tarot cards.
D'aller vers ceux qui
that's a devil. Devil's impersonation. That's a substitute of the real thing. The God who put a thirst in you is the one who wants to satisfy that thirst. If there's an uneasiness inside of you because you're worrying about your future, there's nothing wrong with that. But go to the one who holds your future and cast your cares upon him. Commit yourself into his hands and he will minister to that thirst in you, to that hunger, that desire that you have inside of yourself. Because everybody is looking for well-being. Everybody is looking to be comforted. No one wants to be nervous. So the people take cigarettes and they put poison in their system, nicotine. And that nicotine will calm them for a season. But to show that's not the cure. That's not the real thing.
C'est pas la chose réelle.
Soon after, you need another cigarette.
Juste plus tard, vous avez besoin
and then you used to smoke 10 in a day, now you need 20 in a day. Then from 20, you need 40.
Vous en avez 20.
And what are you trying to do? You're trying to find comfort.
Vous essayez de trouver de la consolation.
You're trying to find something that will minister to
vous
that need that you have.
Chose qui puisse satisfaire ce besoin.
That's a holy thirst.
C'est une soif.
You can't take unholy things and expect them to quench a holy thirst.
Vous ne pouvez pas prendre quelque chose de malsain.
It takes the Holy Ghost. It takes a holy God. It takes reconciliation with Christ. It takes drinking from the fountain that was opened at Calvary. When the Spirit of life was poured out of the veins of Christ and came back on the church on the day of Pentecost, that is the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I'll send you another Comforter. We saw the prophet says, your wife. God gives you a good wife. She's a Comforter. When you're stressed and she can speak to you in a certain way, she understands.
Elle comprend.
That's comfort. That is a comforter. That's God given. God gives us friends as comforters. God given friends. You can sit down with him when the burdens are upon you. And you can sit down in fellowship. Two fellows in one ship. And you can pour out your soul and speak of your cares. And that person can enter in measure into a sympathy with you. And they can minister to you. And they can pray for you. And you feel better after that. That's a God-given friend. That's a comforter. That's a blessing from God. But as the prophet says, but when you get to your deathbed, when you're laying on that bed, and you pressing your head against your fevered head against your pillow. And the doctors say there's nothing more that we can do. Like with Nelson Mandela. Just waiting to pass away into eternity. No matter all the good wishes of people. The man is on his own. His soul is going on a journey on its own. No matter what the world may say, it doesn't matter what the world says. What does God say at that kind of a time? Do you have a comforter with you? Because David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The prophet says, when your wife is standing there next to your deathbed, and she's wringing her hands because there's nothing more that she can do. And when your godly friends are standing around and they're patting you on the shoulder and they're saying, it's going to be alright, brother. We appreciate those things. But we need something beyond that. We need a personal comforter in us who at that time, when all other helps fail, he can take you by the hand. He can comfort you. He can lead you through that hour, which every one of us have to face up to. Every person, if Christ doesn't come, will go by the way of the grave. One by one as individuals, your soul will enter into eternity. And there's a thirst inside of you that if all is not well today, if all is not well between you and your Creator, that voice will be persistent. And it's going to keep on speaking to you. And the best thing that you can do is give heed, is pay attention, is follow the leadership of that voice. And that voice will lead you to the real comforter, to something that really quenches your thirst. Which is a genuine spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ. Religion doesn't quench your thirst. Ceremonies will never quench your thirst. Pilgrimages will never quench your thirst. You're just trying to cover it up. It's not the real thing. But Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. On the last day of the feast, he cried out with a loud voice. And he says, if anybody is thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. For the waters that I give him shall spring up in him unto eternal life. There's the genuine wells of salvation. There's a fountain that's been opened in the house of David for the cleansing of sin, for the quenching of that desire. And we don't have to be smart, friends. We don't need to know a lot of theology. We don't need a lot of theory. It's simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your house shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, the same shall be saved. It's a simple thing. It's not a technical thing which the world wants to offer, but it's simple. It's through faith in Christ, finding peace with God. And you can have it today. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Today is the day that you can drink from that fountain.
part de cette fontaine,
just through repentance, through acknowledging your need, through acknowledging to Him the sinfulness of your condition, you can receive salvation today. And you will know it because something will happen in there. Right down there where that voice speaks to you. Right down there in the control tower. The waters of salvation will flow. And you will drink and you will be satisfied. And you will get up from that prayer. You will get off that altar. And you will say, something's happened to me. It's not the same. I've found peace with God.
J'ai trouvé la paix avec Dieu.
It's a wonderful thing.
C'est une chose
to those that have experienced that.
Pour ceux qui l'ont expérimenté.
But even to those that have experienced
même
that,
pour ceux qui l'ont expérimenté,
Satan wants to get you away from that.
Satan veut vous éloigner de cela.
These living waters. Satan wants to take you away from
Satan
that.
Veut vous éloigner de cela.
Get you busy in all kinds of
et
things.
Vous faire que soyez occupé dans
get
beaucoup
you to
choses,
compromise.
Vous amener à compromettre.
Get you to do things that you didn't used to do.
Que vous n'aviez pas besoin de faire.
Get you to stop things that you stop doing et things
vous
you used to.
Amener à arrêter de faire que vous étiez censé.
And he wants to bring you to a place like David was in the psalm. He wants to bring you to a place of thirst once again. Because David says it in Psalm
63.
When he was in the wilderness of Judah, it tells us, he had been separated. Absalom had risen up, deposed David from the throne.
Absalom s'était levé et il a détrôné.
David was a fugitive in the wilderness.
Et David était en train de enfuir dans le désert.
Now the amazing thing about David here.
La chose étonnante.
David being a man after God's own heart.
David étant un homme selon le désir.
David wasn't thirsting for the palace.
David n'avait pas soif.
He wasn't thirsting for the throne.
Il n'avait pas soif du trône.
He wasn't thirsting for the crown.
Il n'avait pas soif de la couronne.
He wasn't just thirsting for Jerusalem. He was thirsting for the living God. He was thirsting for the house of God. He was thirsting to get back to the place where he had met God. He had met God once before. Look what he says in verse 1. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Friends, when you've got this thirst, it's not going to take care of itself. You've got to seek Him. He gives you the desire, but you have to seek Him. And there's a promise. If you seek, you'll find. Whosoever is thirsty, who thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. But David, being a man after God's own heart, friends, you'll see it in David's life. He doesn't care about all the other things. He's not looking for the big positions in life. He's not looking for people to pat him on the back. He has a thirst in him. And he says, I don't care about everything else. I need my thirst to be satisfied once again. So early I'm going to seek him. I'm not going to wait for tomorrow. I'm thirsty today. I want to seek Him today. I want to find Him now. He's the living God. Why do you need to wait for tomorrow to find the living God? He's the same yesterday and forever. He's as real today as when you first met Him. When you first drank of the fountain. He's the same. What's changed? You've changed. I've changed. Let's go back to what we were. Let our attitude change. Let's get broken up once again. Let's get humble before the Lord. Let's confess our sins one to another. And let's go back to the living God. And let's do it early. Early will I seek. Friends, people want to put it off. Why put it off? I believe 99% of the trouble in the homes of believers is this. Is people aren't quenching the thirst. And it brings a holy dissatisfaction. And your wife wonders, why is my husband not happy these days? And she starts thinking she's done something wrong. She's done nothing wrong. God has put something in the control tower to tell you you're not walking the way you should. But unfortunately, we don't go back to the source. We try to quench that thirst with education. Try to quench it with theology. theology, with theory and knowledge, or looking at other people and judging them, and say, well, I'm better off than her, and I'm better off. That's not the standard. That's not the standard. When you gossip against your sister, that little voice bears record. That's not the solution. Finding fault in other people isn't the solution. The solution has always been the same. Come unto me and drink. That's what Jesus said, come unto me and drink. And friends, when the husband drinks from the fountain once again, you're not going to have the problems in the home that you had before. Because the man's going to be satisfied. And when the wife comes and drinks from the same fountain, she's not going to be searching for this, that, and the other. Watching worldly things on YouTube. Reading things that she shouldn't read. Getting involved in conversations she shouldn't get involved in. Those are symptoms, friends, that something's not right. Those are symptoms that there's a thirst. And you're not satisfying that thirst. And that thirst is going to continue to make demands of you as a believer. It's going to continue to speak to you. To say, I'm not happy down here. Things aren't the way that they should be. Give me the resources that I need. I need the Holy Ghost down here. I need the living waters down here. I need to drink from the crystal stream. The living waters that flows from the throne of God. That's the only thing that satisfies. When you see our youth playing video games all the time, reading books that they shouldn't, getting involved in relationships in the world. They don't need theory. They need the living waters. They need for people to show them how to pray until they break through into this place that quenches your thirst. Everything else will take care of itself. The prophet says if every person would just quench this thirst, we'd never have to preach about the fashions of women. About that women shouldn't dress like this or that. And that men shouldn't behave like this or that. Each of those things would take care of themselves. Because all of these things are attributes, friends. That there's a lacking in the spiritual life of a person. And that's why we get involved in all of these things. Because these are the devil's alternatives that he wants to give us. You know, we have a thirst inside of ourselves. And instead of Christian fellowship, we fellowship with worldly people, you're going to get yourself in trouble. And that voice inside of you tells you this isn't the way. This doesn't satisfy. We saw with Solomon on Friday. He had a thirst inside of himself. So what does he do? He tries using his riches. He says, I built gardens and beautiful things. He says, and when I finished it all, and I looked at all the beauty which I had made, he says, vanity of vanities. It never satisfied me. So he marries 1,000 wives, 300 wives and 700 concubines, thinking that'll satisfy. That's not satisfaction, friends. When you find people running around with women, you find people in the message wanting polygamy, it shows spiritually there's something wrong. They're trying to find satisfaction from something that doesn't satisfy. In the beginning, God made one man and one woman. And when Adam was in the right relationship with God, and he just had one wife, he was perfectly satisfied. He said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. He was in the spirit. He was satisfied with the portion that God had given him. But it's when man went out of the presence of God, and now this thirst was demanding something, then we find Lamech, the son of Cain. He marries another wife because he's not in the presence of God. He's trying to satisfy a holy thirst through natural things, through the perversion of a natural thing. And that's the way that it always is. That's why you can't blame the people in the world. Down in Africa for getting in polygamy. They're natural people.
ce sont des gens naturels.
They haven't tasted of the living waters.
Ils n'ont pas testé.
But when you find someone who claims that they've drunk of the fountain,
lorsque vous trouvez quelqu'un qui n'a qui,
and then they want wife after wife after wife, I don't understand that, friends. I don't understand. That's a symptom of a spiritual disease somewhere.
C'est un symptôme de la maladie.
That it hasn't been ministered to sufficiently by Christ.
Qu'il n'a pas été assez servi par Christ.
We saw it on Friday. Christ is the lily of the valley.
Et le vendredi on a vu que Christ.
Oh, friends, he's the bright and morning star.
Il est l'étoile brillante du matin.
He's the poppy that when you take the seeds
la
and you crush them, you make opium.
Opium.
And opium naturally calms your nerves. Makes you feel everything is under control. That's a natural type of a spiritual truth. Because Christ, the lily of the valley, was crushed. And the life that was in him came forth. And the veil was rent. And God was showing that there's something available. There's a spiritual opium, which is the Holy Ghost. Something which can calm you. Though you may have a nervous disposition. The answer isn't psychologists, friends.
C'est pas la psychologie.
The answer isn't antidepressants.
La solution n'est pas les antidépresseurs.
That's not the answer.
Ça, c'est pas la réponse.
Those things have their place for the world.
Ces choses ont leur place.
But for the believer, we have a cure.
Pour le croyant, nous avons une cure.
It's the Holy Ghost.
C'est le Saint-Esprit.
It's the Comforter.
C'est le Consolateur.
He's the only one that can quench
this
thirst.
C'est le seul qui puisse étancher la soif.
And you find people will be searching in all manner of things to find a satisfaction. Friends, there's balm in Gilead. The Bible says, is there no balm in Gilead? There is balm in Gilead. It's spiritual fellowship with Jesus Christ. Why then is the daughter of my people not healed? Because we're not accepting the remedy. We're not accepting the remedy.
Nous n'acceptons pas le remède.
We're not applying this balm.
On n'applique pas les baumes
to minister to the needs that
pour satisfaire le besoin à l'intérieur.
But David wasn't a man like that.
Mais David n'était pas
David wasn't going to be satisfied with anything else.
Il ne pouvait pas être satisfait avec quelque chose.
He says, early will I seek thee.
Il dit que je te cherche.
My soul thirsteth for thee.
Mon âme a soif de toi.
My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. His whole being, the natural and the spiritual man, they weren't satisfied at this time. Why weren't they satisfied? Verse 2, to see thy power and thy glory, as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. He had got away from what he used to be.
Il s'était éloigné de ce qu'il était.
He had experienced the power and the glory.
Il avait expérimenté la puissance.
He had been in the sanctuary.
Il était dans le sanctuaire.
He had experienced the glory
il
of
avait
God.
Expérimenté
he experienced
la
the power of
il
God in his experience.
La puissance de
that
Dieu.
Had been such a satisfaction
et
to him.
Avait une telle satisfaction.
Now he's separated from the house of God.
Il est séparé la maison de Dieu.
He takes Bathsheba.
Il prend Bathsheba.
God judges his house.
Dieu juge sa
famille. I'll raise trouble from your house because of what you've done.
Il a suscité du trouble à cause de ce
Absalom rises up.
Absalom
kills Amnon. Is banished.
Il est banni.
Comes back. Raises rebellion in the kingdom.
Élève la rébellion dans le royaume.
David is separated from the house
David
of God.
David est séparé la maison de Dieu.
But David, look at him in the condition that he is.
Mais regardez,
he's not blaming anybody else. He's not looking for any other solution to the situation that he is. He knows I'm separated from the sanctuary. I just have one desire. And that desire is to see his power and his glory as I've seen him in the sanctuary. Friends, what a wonderful thing it is to have a place you can wind back to. What a wonderful thing to have a measuring stick that you can measure your spiritual experience against. That you can see I'm not what I used to be. But in this sense, it's not a good thing. I'm not what I used to be spiritually. I've got away from his power. I've got away from his glory. He didn't just desire to see the sanctuary. Friends, coming to church isn't the answer. We must do it. But he wanted to see God in his sanctuary. He wanted to experience the power and the glory in the sanctuary. And the moment we become natural, the moment we lose that, you see it in the song worship. It's not what it used to be. You see it when people pray. It's not what it used to be. There's no more the power and the glory in it. Things have cooled off, the prophet said. We become formal. And we start to take substitutes instead of the real thing. But the soul of any genuine believer will never be satisfied with things like that. But instead of criticizing other people, you look at yourself. There's a song that says, Lord, revival begins with me. You become the revival. You go back to the power and the glory. Don't wait for someone else to do it. That holy thirst in you, it's your responsibility to get that thirst quenched. Nobody else's responsibility. And when you come with the power and the glory, and I come with the power and the glory, things are going to be different in here, friends. The atmosphere is going to be different in here. You're not going to come to the house of the Lord waiting for the preacher to build you up. No, you're going to come built up yourself. You're independent of the preacher. You bring in your liquor fire with you. But David, he looked at that spiritual condition at this time and he didn't have this in his experience. And he wanted to go back to that. And there was a thirst in him for that. He says, I thirst for thee.
Il dit que j'ai soif de toi.
Who was he thirsting for?
De quoi avait-il soif?
For the living God.
Du Dieu vivant.
That's what he was thirsting for.
C'est de soif qu'il avait soif.
He didn't just want natural water.
Non, pas seulement les eaux naturelles,
or earthly things.
Ou les choses terrestres.
He wanted spiritual manifestation
il
in his experience.
Une manifestation spirituelle.
And every believer wants that, friends.
Et chaque croyant veut ça.
We need spiritual manifestation in our experience.
Spirituelle dans notre expérience.
We need the reality of the quickening power.
La réalité de la
We need to see His power and His glory in us. It's the only thing that satisfies inside of there. Whatever outward manifestation it brings, that's fine. If it brings no outward manifestation, that's fine. But you know inside of yourself, when there's not sufficient of that inside of your experience, you feel it inside of your soul like David did. And there's a thirst. And like I say, if you don't quench that thirst the right way, the God-given way,
cette soif, la façon que Dieu a pourvu,
you start to manifest in other ways.
Vous commencez à manifester
you start to display these other attributes,
vous commencez à manifester d'autres attributes,
which we shouldn't really display, the prophet says.
Normalement pas.
No, the prophet speaking about revival.
Les prophètes parlent du réveil.
He says, that's what the church needs.
Il dit, c'est
this is in what does I hear Elijah. That's what the church needs.
C'est ce dont l'église,
is a revival.
C'est un réveil.
To shake from it all the worldliness.
Pour remuer tout ce qui est du monde.
And the things of the world.
Et les choses du monde.
And bring back purity and holiness of God.
Et ramener la pureté et la sainteté de
in
Dieu
the hearts of the believers.
Dans les cœurs du croyant.
Why does a revival? Why is a revival the answer?
Pourquoi
David was seeking for a revival.
David recherchait le
he was seeking for a revival of something that he once
il recherchait
had.
Le réveil de quelque chose qu'il
something
avait.
Had died. Something
quelque chose qui était mort.
Had decayed in him.
Quelque chose qui s'est
and he was seeking for a revival of the glory that he once
réveil.
Had.
Du Dieu qu'il avait une
but
foi.
The prophet says that's what the church needs.
Dit, c'est dont
why? Because when we don't have
pourquoi?
That revival
parce
in us,
n'avons pas ce réveil en nous.
We're going to get ourselves involved in a lot of other things.
Nous serons impliqués dans beaucoup
he says,
choses.
Then the church starts doing things it didn't used to do.
L'église commence à faire les choses qu'elle n'était
then
pas
you start reading faire. Things you never used to et read.
Vous commencez à
you start watching things you never would have watched.
Vous pas semé, vous commencez
when
à
you get together in fellowship, you speak things you never would have fellowshiped about before.
Commencez
and you come away from there and you satisfied.
Et vous venez de là,
and
vous
you know what we
satisfait.
Start doing?
Et
blame the pastor.
C'est que
blame the song leader.
Blame
pasteurs, a brother, blame a sister, friends.
Le frère, blamer la sœur.
We need to look inside.
Nous devons regarder à l'intérieur.
God put the thirst in us.
Dieu a placé la soif.
He's the only one who satisfies the thirst.
C'est le seul qui peut satisfaire.
But we've got to seek him.
Il faut le rechercher.
We've got to be like David to say, early will I seek thee.
David,
I'm not going to be satisfied. I want you. I want the glory and the power.
Je te veux, toi, je veux
as I saw it in the sanctuary.
Comme il avait vu dans le sanctuaire.
The prophet says, why?
Les prophètes
disent, man, as soon as I don't get a revival once in a while,
l'homme, une fois qu'il n'a pas de réveil de temps en temps,
in their spirit,
dans son esprit,
they become so carnal,
il devient charnel,
so indifferent,
si indifférent,
till they get self-styled,
au point qu'il se façonne
starchy,
style à lui,
self-righteous.
Juste devant
then we can't be moved to speak to the sinner.
Et il ne peut pas
then we're not sensitive to the leadership of the spirit anymore.
Parce qu'il n'écoute plus la conduite
then instead of feeling for our brothers and our sisters, we're judging our brothers and our sisters.
Au lieu d'avoir les sentiments d'envers,
instead of feeling for them in sin, we're judging those that are in sin.
Pour eux, nous
we become starchy. We become self-righteous.
Lorsque nous devenons juste,
he says we can read and study, that's okay.
Nous pouvons lire et étudier,
but that ain't the thing we're talking about.
Mais ce n'est pas la chose dont on
it's
parle.
Good to know the word.
C'est bien de
but it's better to know the author of the word.
Mais c'est mieux de connaître l'auteur.
David had the word, he knew the word.
Vous connaissez la parole.
But he was still thirsty.
Il savait la parole, mais il
avait he said, if I can just come back to the sanctuary,
si seulement je peux retourner
to that place where I met him in his power and his glory,
dans sa
he says, everything will be okay.
Et tout sera bien.
He knew the only thing that was going to satisfy his thirst.
Que la seule chose qui puisse satisfaire
he says, that's something that makes you what you should be.
C'est la seule chose qui fait de
he
toi
says,
ce
that's
que
the
tu
thing
dois être.
That we need.
Et c'est la seule chose dont
and that's the thing that David was searching for.
Et c'est cela que David recherchait.
And what does he say in the next verse?
Et qu'est-ce qu'il dit le verset suivant?
Verse 3, because thy loving kindness is better than life. His loving kindness is better than life.
Ta bonté est, vaut mieux que la vie.
God's mercy
la miséricorde
is better than life.
C'est mieux que la vie.
God's love, when it's revealed to you, it's better than anything in this life.
Lorsque l'amour de Dieu est révélé, c'est mieux que toute
so chose. Why, when we're thirsty,
ainsi, pourquoi avons-nous soif?
Are we searching for answers in this life?
Et nous recherchons
the
la
answers
réponse
aren't in natural things.
Il n'y a pas les réponses.
And David knew that. He says, thy loving kindness is better than life.
Ta bonté vaut mieux que la vie.
The prophet preaches the message first
many
times, and he uses that verse.
Et il cette
and he says, and I never understood how David could say there was something better than life. Friends, everything has life. Animals have life.
Les animaux ont la vie.
Plants have life.
Les plantes ont la vie.
That's not the real thing.
Ça, c'est pas la chose
every
réelle.
Human being is born with life.
L'être humain est
but it's
avec
a perverted
la vie.
Life.
Mais c'est une vie pervertie.
It's a fallen life that
c'est
you're born with.
Déchue avec laquelle nous
that's why David says your loving kindness is better than life.
Ta bonté vaut mieux que la vie.
That's where you find true life.
Et c'est là que vous
is in
la
the
vie.
Loving kindness
c'est
of God.
Dans la bonté
nothing
de
else
Dieu.
Will satisfy.
Et autre chose ne va pas
we
satisfy.
Said it on Friday. Look at all of these. Musicians. I remember that group Nirvana.
Je me souviens de ce groupe Nirvana.
Their lead singer was Kurt Cobain.
Leur conducteur principal,
he had his mansion. He had millions upon millions.
Il avait des millions.
He blew out his brains in his shed at his house at 27 years old.
À 27 ans, il a fait sauter
he had everything, but he didn't have life.
Il avait tout
he had natural life, but he didn't find that one thing that you need,
il avait cette vie naturelle, mais il avait
which
pas
is a relationship with Jesus Christ,
la relation avec
which
Jesus
is the living waters of the Holy Ghost
c'est que les eaux vivantes avec le
that God gives to all that seek Him.
Donne à tous ceux qui le recherchent.
Look at all these other musicians.
Vous pouvez regarder à tous
look
ces
at the way they behave. Look at these
façon
actresses and these actors in Hollywood.
Ces acteurs et ces actrices
look at the filth, the immorality.
Regardez à l'impureté.
How many times they marry
combien des fois ils
until they start getting in relationships man with man and all those things in Hollywood. It's a manifestation of a thirst. And they're trying to satisfy their thirst in the wrong things. And the proof of it is, no matter how many times they divorce and remarry, they're never satisfied. No matter how much money they store up, they're still not satisfied. No matter how popular they are in the world, no matter how many times they win the Oscars, they're still not satisfied. That's why some of them go into the Eastern religions.
C'est pourquoi certains s'en vont vers
you find the Beatles, George Harrison, he went into the Eastern religions.
Vous allez trouver avec George the Beatles qui est allé vers
that's
la
death in disguise. That's a devil substitute
la,
of a genuine
la
thing.
Déguisée.
That's playing with the wrong side of the spiritual world.
Ça, c'est jouer du mauvais côté du monde.
Or he'll try to take you to even Christianity, try to give you some sensation or some emotion.
Ou vous essayez de prendre la chrétienté,
and that's okay, sensations and emotions.
C'est bon,
but if it doesn't satisfy the soul, it's not the real thing. If you have the sensation, you have the emotion, and then you come from there and you're still not satisfied in your soul. You still don't live the life that God wants you to live. It's not the real thing yet that you found. It may have been a genuine thing, but it hasn't got down to the right place yet. It hasn't got down to the place that satisfies the soul. And that's why this life, it's a fake.
N'est pas véritable.
It's transitory, this life that we live.
C'est transitoire.
The book of Psalms says a man is like the grass. He's like the flower, soon he fades and passes
c'est
away.
C'est comme une fleur qui fane après.
It just springs up for a season and then it's gone.
Pendant un temps et puis ça.
That's why David knew there's an eternal life.
C'est pourquoi c'est donc.
He says, and that's why your loving kindness is better than life.
C'est pourquoi il dit que ta bonté.
Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in your holy place. demeure to your holy name. Because he had experienced, he knew it was his possession. But he was seeking for a revival of the same thing in the house of God.
Dans la maison de Dieu.
Go to Psalm 42. Look at the first two verses.
Psalm 42, les deux premiers
that
versets.
Picture which we had, if you put the picture, bro, if you don't mind there, that's what he's speaking about. It says, as the heart, that's a deer. There it is, there's a heart on the screen.
Voici la
Bible. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Imagine a person, David, he's such a man after God's own heart.
Imaginez David, une personne selon les cœurs de Dieu.
Again, in this psalm, he's been cut off from the house of God, he's in the wilderness again.
Il se retrouve dans
if
le
you go
désert.
And read. And his soul is panting after God.
Et son âme
he's thirsting for God.
Il a soif de Dieu.
But David was a man after God's own heart. He doesn't try to satisfy it with other things.
Il était un homme selon les cœurs de Dieu. Il ne
he
pas
knows
se
where the solution
chose.
Is.
Il sait où se
and
la
he's going to seek.
Et il va
and he's going to do whatever is required
tout ce qu'il
until
faut,
that thirst is satisfied with the right things.
Jusqu'à ce que sa soif soit satisfaite.
He says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks,
comme la biche qui soupire derrière.
So panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God.
Mon âme a soif du Dieu vivant.
When shall I come and appear before God?
Quand irai-je paraître devant
Dieu? See, he didn't want to just go to church.
Il ne voulait pas juste
he
aller
wanted
à l'église.
To appear before God.
Il voulait paraître
it
devant
says,
Dieu.
When shall I appear before God?
Quand paraîtrai-je devant Dieu?
Before the living God.
Devant le Dieu vivant.
He was seeking the face of God.
Il recherche la face de Dieu.
And he was seeking to be seen of
et
God.
Il recherchait à être vu.
He wanted to stand before God.
Il voulait se tenir devant
friends,
Dieu.
Friends, that's what church should be.
C'est ce que l'église veut.
We should come here to seek his face.
Nous devons rechercher
to see
sa
his
face.
Face. And for him to see us.
Et que lui nous
and
voit.
To know that he sees me.
Et savoir qu'il me voit.
As we sang the song, he knows my name.
Comme nous avons chanté, il connaît mon nom.
That sensitivity in the soul.
Cette sensibilité à
that he can minister to us.
Qui
that he can speak to us exactly where we are.
Et il arrive à nous parler exactement
but comme friends,
nous
that's
nous
a work
sommes.
Of the Spirit of God.
Et ça, c'est l'œuvre de l'Esprit de
and
Dieu.
That's what David was seeking.
Et c'est ce que David recherche.
Renewal of divine fellowship. That's what he wanted.
Renouveau de la communion.
He knew divine fellowship before.
Il savait la communion divine.
He didn't have that same fellowship now.
Il n'avait plus la même communion.
But he was thirsting
mais
for
il
it.
Avait soif.
And when you don't have that fellowship, the enemy comes in.
Et lorsque tu n'as pas cette communion,
and David was separated from God.
Et David était séparé de
and the enemy came in and said, you cut off from your God.
Est venu et il a été coupé
your God
Dieu.
Doesn't hear you.
Ton Dieu ne t'écoute pas.
But David, he knew his God.
David savait son
and he
Dieu.
Was going to seek until he found.
Et il allait chercher jusqu'à ce
he had this urgency in his soul.
Il avait cette urgence à l'intérieur
the prophet takes
âme.
The story of this deer
les prophètes prend la,
of a heart
de ce
and
deer.
He speaks about those wild dogs.
Il parle de ces
how they would
sauvages.
Hunt these wild deers in the wilderness.
En train de chasser ces biches.
And if they would come to attack this deer, they'd try to get it first in the throat if they could. But sometimes this heart, it could avoid out of the presence of the dog. It couldn't get him in the throat.
Parfois, il peut éviter de la présence du chien.
Then it would bite him in the flank.
Il va,
try to knock the deer off balance. But sometimes the deer could shake it off.
Parfois,
and the wild dog would take a chunk of meat off the deer.
Et le chien va essayer de prendre une
and the deer would be bleeding.
Et
it would be panting.
La biche aura
there'd be an urgency inside of the soul of this animal.
Le sang va couler,
because it knew I'm in danger.
Elle se trouve
dans I've
le
got
danger.
To find a place of safety.
Elle veut trouver un endroit de sûreté.
And the heart knows the place of safety is the waters.
L'endroit de sûreté,
if it can just
eaux.
Get to the waters.
Si seulement elle peut
if it can just
eaux.
Drink
si
of the waters.
Elle peut voir les, boire les eaux.
It will refresh itself.
Elle va
it'll stem the flow of blood.
Elle va arrêter les eaux.
I saw on YouTube. I saw wild dogs. Dogs chasing a deer.
J'ai vu un chien sauvage en train de
and how these wild dogs herded these deer to a certain place.
Ces chiens ont amené ces biches
and the wild dogs broke into two packs and there was one that was the leader.
Ces chiens se sont divisés en deux.
And these ones chased the deer this way and these ones cut across to intersect them.
C'est une partie de ces chiens en train de poursuivre
and they separated this one deer from the rest.
Et ils ont séparé une biche
and the prophet says that's what the devil wants to do.
Et les prophètes
he says those hounds of hell that are after you.
Veut,
he says they want to separate you from the rest.
Ils veulent te séparer
just
du
one
reste.
Opportunity.
Juste une opportunité.
And then the leader of these dogs it went straight after this deer.
Et les les conducteurs, les leaders de ces chiens est
and this wild dog outran all the rest.
Et, ces chiens a couru
and this deer was running and was panting and was sweating.
Et il était en train de transpirer.
Because it knew its life was on the line.
Parce qu'il savait que sa vie était
and
sur
just
la
when it got that, you thought the wild dog was going to get it.
Et jusqu'à quand il arrivait à un point tel que le
there
chien
was a lake.
Il y avait un lac.
And that deer just leaped. So gracefully, right into the water. And it was safe. And it can swim. And the dogs couldn't do anything about it. Friends, your soul knows the solution. It's the waters of life, friends. Nothing else. And if there's an urgency inside of you, listen to that urgency. Pay heed unto that voice. Don't accept anything else. But you seek him until that thirst has been quenched by the very one who gave that thirst. And that's why David, he likened himself to that heart being chased in the wilderness. Separated from the rivers of living waters which he needed in his soul.
Dont il avait besoin pour son âme.
He just wanted communion with
il
God.
Voulait la communion avec
friends, that is the answer. It's
ça,
communion with God.
Communion avec Dieu.
It's communion with the living God.
Communion avec le Dieu
that's
vivant.
What we need. We don't need anything else. We don't need to manufacture anything. We don't need to try this, that, or the other. We just need communion with the living God. Because David, being a man after God's own heart, he knew that's what he needed. Was to appear before the living God.
Je veux apparaître devant le Dieu vivant.
And why it was so painful for David?
Et pourquoi c'était si pénible pour
David? Didn't used to be like that.
Parce que ça, il n'était pas habitué ainsi.
He knew what it was.
Il savait ce que
to
c'était.
To have that fellowship, to have that communion.
D'avoir cette communion.
But he had got away from it.
Mais elle s'était éloignée.
So what was David seeking?
Que recherchait
David? He was seeking revival in his soul.
Il recherchait le réveil à l'intérieur de son âme.
That's what he was seeking.
C'est ce qu'il recherchait.
He was seeking a revival.
Recherchant le réveil.
Because you can't revive something if it didn't have life at one time.
Parce qu'il ne pouvait pas faire revivre quelque chose qui n'avait pas de
revival is not for the unbeliever.
Le réveil n'est pas pour les
salvation is for the unbeliever. But to the believer, we need revival.
Mais pour le croyant,
and we need revival. On a regular basis, friends. Spiritual revival. Spiritual reality in the inner man. Something that really quenches the thirst, spiritually speaking. Let me show you a couple of scriptures about revival. You know, every one of us can relate to David in those psalms. When you know the glory of God. When you know the preciousness of fellowship with him. But your soul isn't there anymore. And then the enemy comes to you and wants to speak to you about different things. And David is saying, why are you cast down my soul? He was depressed because of his condition. But he was speaking to himself. He says, don't be cast down. Hope thou in God. For the same one who started the work in you, he will revive the work. If you will just seek him the right way, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word revival in the Bible.
Les mots réveil dans la Bible.
You find the word revive. Reviving 14 times in the Old Testament.
14 fois dans l'Ancien
Testament. And the word in the Bible in the Old Testament means to quicken.
Ça veut dire vivifier.
To restore to life.
Restaurer à la vie.
To revive.
Revivre.
So when someone's almost drowned in the river and their life is almost out of them.
Lorsque quelqu'un est presque noyé dans la rivière.
And you take them out of the river.
Sur le point de s'en aller.
And you take the water out of them.
Et vous faites
and you breathe into them the breath of life.
Et vous, soufflez en eux le souffle
and they revive.
Et ils sont
revivifiés. They were at the point of death, but they quickened once
ils
again.
Étaient sur le point de la mort, mais
life comes in once again.
La vie rentre une fois
in Bible terms, revival
dans les termes bibliques,
is when God breathes in you.
Le réveil, c'est lorsque Dieu souffle dedans.
Ezekiel saw the valley of dry bones.
Ezekiel a vu la vallée des os.
And the voice said, "Son of man, can these dry bones live?"
La voix a dit que est-ce que ces os peuvent-ils vivre?
And he said, Lord, thou knowest.
Dis, Seigneur, toi, tu
and
connais.
The Lord says, prophesy to these bones, and
et
he prophesied,
dit,
and they came together.
Et il a prophétisé.
And all the bones came, and the sinew, and everything came together, naturally speaking.
Et ces os sont revenus ensemble par là naturellement.
That's Israel where it is now.
C'est Israël là où il se trouve maintenant.
But they needed the breath of God.
Mais ils avaient besoin du souffle
de Dieu. Because they weren't
Dieu
yet alive.
Parce qu'il n'y avait pas encore la
then
vie.
God had to breathe on them.
Dieu
and then they came to life. And they became
vie.
A mighty army.
Et ils sont devenus une
and
armée
it's the same
puissante.
As us, friends.
C'est la même
we
chose
don't need anything new.
N'avons pas besoin de
we just need to put
nouveau.
Ourselves in that position that God
endroit.
Can breathe on us
Dieu
once again.
Souffler en nous.
That he will breathe the same breath that he breathed in Eden into Adam. To make him a living soul once again. A soul that was in fellowship with his God.
L'âme qui était en communion avec Dieu.
And Adam was perfectly
Adam était
satisfied at first in Eden.
Premièrement,
because that place that God had
parce
made in man,
que Dieu avait
God
en,
was dwelling richly
Dieu
in there.
Vivait richement,
he was perfectly satisfied.
Il était parfaitement satisfait.
Look what it says in Psalm 85.
Psalm
85. This is when the Lord had brought Israel out of the Babylonian captivity.
Lorsque le Seigneur a fait sortir de Babylone,
God had done something for them. He had delivered them from Babylon.
Yeah, il les a délivrés de Babylone.
They'd come back, they'd made an altar, they'd rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem.
Et ils ont bâti l'autel, ils ont rebâti les murs de Jérusalem.
But they knew that it wasn't yet enough.
Mais ils savaient que ce n'était pas assez.
And this was the prayer they prayed.
Et voici la prière.
You can read the whole psalm yourself. It says, you can read it from verse 1 to show the content, but verse 6. It says, wilt thou not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in thee? You see, revival
voyez le réveil.
Brings the shout of the king in the camp once
amen
again.
Le cri du royaume une fois de plus.
It's not just the word, but there's a rejoicing.
Mais y a aussi la,
there's
la
a reality.
Y a la réalité.
And he says, wilt thou not revive us again?
Ne vas-tu pas nous rendre la vie?
Wilt thou, God, he's the only one that can revive us.
C'est le Dieu, c'est lui seul qui peut nous
not revive
vivre.
Us again.
Non pas refais-nous vivre à nouveau.
It had happened before.
Cela,
and friend, it's happened to you before.
Ça s'est arrivé.
Ça it's happened to me before.
Ça m'est arrivé auparavant.
And that's a wonderful prayer to pray.
C'est une bonne
Lord, wilt thou not revive us again?
Seigneur, ne vas-tu pas nous
that your people may rejoice in thee.
Afin que ton peuple puisse réjouir.
Show us thy mercy.
Montre-nous
O Lord, and grant us thy salvation.
Accorde-nous ton salut.
What about when Israel was about to go into captivity?
Qu'en est-il lorsque Israël était sur le point
Habakkuk was with Jeremiah at the same time as Jeremiah.
Habakkuk était au même moment que Jérémie.
And if you read the book of Habakkuk, the Lord's preaching judgment upon Israel for their sins.
Si vous lisez le livre d'Habakkuk, le Seigneur en train de
so that the chosen people of God,
même s'ils étaient un peuple choisi,
they're God's Exodus people.
Ils étaient les gens.
But God is going to judge them.
Mais Dieu allait les juger.
God is going to purge them.
Dieu allait les purger.
God is going to put them in a captivity. For a season.
Dans la captivité pendant un moment.
And when that was revealed to Habakkuk and he saw the 70 years,
il s'est révélé à Habakkuk et il a
he
vu
saw the chastisements of God upon Jerusalem.
De Dieu sur Jérusalem.
He says, Oh Lord,
il dit, oh Dieu,
I've heard your speech and was afraid.
J'ai entendu ton discours et j'avais peur.
He says, Oh Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. He's saying, please, Lord, once you've done your job of correcting your people,
lorsque tu finis le travail de corriger ton peuple,
don't let it stay like that.
Que cela ne reste pas
but in their captivity, visit them, Lord.
Même dans la captivité,
quicken them from where they are. Revive your people in the midst of the years.
Revivre ton peuple.
In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. And friends, that is something which you need to pray on a regular basis.
C'est
to say, Lord, in the midst
prier,
of the years,
même
revive your work once again. Because the Lord puts us into a captivity sometimes. To purge us of our sins, like he put Israel
péchés,
to purge them of their sins.
Pour le purger de leurs
there were things they were doing, worshipping of idols.
Il y a des choses qu'il faisait, l'adoration,
the way they were handling the things of God, God wasn't pleased with that. So he brought Nebuchadnezzar upon them.
Et il a amené
took them into a captivity.
Dans la
and they groaned in the time of their captivity.
Dans la
and they said, by the rivers of Babylon,
des,
there we wept.
Il
when we remembered Zion, Then they started to remember what they had lost.
Ils ont commencé à se souvenir de ce qu'ils avaient
Sometimes
perdu.
You only appreciate what you had when you don't have it anymore, friends.
Que, ce que vous avez lorsque vous n'en avez plus.
When it's just you can just remember, Et we remember,
si
oh Lord.
Tu peux te souvenir.
And then when the purging had been done,
Et lorsque
God heard the intercession of Habakkuk.
Dieu a entendu
God raised up prophets now.
Et il a
Zechariah, Haggai.
Avec Zacharie,
the prophets of the restoration.
And
God restored his people once again. And God says the glory of the second house will be greater than the glory of the former.
La gloire, sera plus grande que
That's
la
a promise
gloire.
Of God, saints.
Ça, c'est la promesse de
you
Dieu.
May have had glory in the house at one time.
Vous avez eu la gloire une
but
fois,
he's put you in a captivity to purge you, to teach you, to purify you.
Vous enseigner, vous purifier.
Just submit yourself to the potter.
Soumettez-vous au potier.
But when you feel that the work has now been done,
vous sentez que l'œuvre est achevée,
then you say, Lord, in the midst of wrath, remember mercy. Because your loving kindness is better than life. Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. And he'll breathe his breath into it once again. And you'll start walking before your God in a way that you used to walk before your God. Now, the symptoms, as we come to a close, of when revival is needed.
On a besoin du réveil.
Not only that voice inside of you testifies
pas seulement la voix à l'intérieur,
that you need revival inside
mais
of
vous
your
avez
life.
Du réveil,
not only in the house of God can you feel it
dans la maison
when there's
Dieu,
a need of revival in the house of God.
Besoin du réveil dans
but
la
there's
maison,
other attributes.
Mais y a aussi d'autres attributes.
The prophet speaks of Charles Finney. He says he was the greatest of the evangelists.
Il était le plus grand des évangélistes.
He says Charles Finney.
Charles Finney,
he says about 97% of his converts held true to Christ. And Finney was the master on revival. To the saints who know anything about Charles Finney.
Pour ceux qui connaissent Charles Finney, il était maître du
revival. And in the book called Revival Lectures, he says, when to expect a revival.
Quand est-ce que vous pouvez vous attendre le réveil?
He says, number one.
Numéro un,
when there's a want of brotherly love.
Lorsque il y a le besoin de
and
l'amour
Christian
fraternel.
Confidence among believers.
La confiance
when we lose confidence in one another.
Lorsque vous n'avez plus
because what do we love in each other? We said it on Friday.
Parce que
the prophet says we love the Christ in one another.
Nous avons besoin d'aimer Christ
so when the flame is dim and the flame is hidden down there in the bosom.
And
we don't see Christ reflected in one another.
Si nous pouvons voir Christ reflété
it's hard for us to love each other the way that we used to. But when Christ is real in you and Christ is real in me, friends, we love the Christ in one another. That's when we have confidence in one another again. That's when there's brotherly love. He says, number two, when there are dissensions, there's differences among the believers. When there are jealousies and evil speakings, then there's a great need of revival. Because these things show that Christians have got far from God. And it's time to think earnestly of revival. But these are all the symptoms, friends, the attributes that we manifest, that we display because of one thing. Because we thirst for the living God. We're thirsting to see His power and His glory in the sanctuary as we've seen it before. We've lost something and we want to get it back. Remember Jesus giving the parables in Luke 15 of the woman who lost the coin. Friend, she had it before but she lost it. And she knew she had to find it before her husband got home. So there was an urgency in her seeking. And she lit the candle and she searched everywhere to find that which she had lost. And then Jesus speaks about the shepherd, how he doesn't stop seeking until he finds the lost sheep. And then he speaks of the prodigal son. That father never gave up on his son until he was restored. And each of those things is revealing to us the nature of God. And also what he expects of us. That we need to seek that which is lost. Just as much as he seeks that which is lost, he wants us to seek that which is lost. And if you've lost something that you once found, if you've lost that coin,
si vous avez perdu la drachme,
friends, don't let sleep cross your eyes.
Ne permettez light pas the que candle of the word.
Get yourself under the unction of the message of the hour.
Sous l'onction du message
and go and search for that which you've lost.
Allez rechercher ce qui
and we
perdu.
As a group of people,
et nous, en tant que groupe de gens,
we need to seek that which was lost.
Ce qui est perdu.
And what which was, well, that which was lost
et ce qui est perdu,
is his glory.
C'est sa gloire,
as we had seen it in the sanctuary.
Comme nous l'avons vu dans les
and then finally it says when there's a worldly spirit in the church. When there's a worldly spirit.
Lorsqu'il y a un esprit mondain dans l'église.
This is when Christians conform to the world in dress.
Lorsque les chrétiens se conforment
in parties.
Dans la mode.
In reading novels and other books.
Lisant les romans et d'autres
such
livres,
as the world reads.
Comme le monde est en train de lire.
Then there's a need for a revival.
Alors, y a besoin du réveil.
And friends, let's be honest with ourselves.
Soyons honnêtes
today,
envers nous.
Where do we stand before God?
Où est-ce que nous nous tenons devant Dieu?
How do we get this?
Et comment est-ce que nous allons avoir cela?
The prophet speaking of the prophet Ezra.
Le prophète parle d'Esdras.
That he blushed before God.
Qu'il avait
this is Ezra. It's so when you see a servant of God get so sincere.
Lorsque vous voyez un serviteur de Dieu devenir si sincère.
Till he's on his face with his hands in the air.
Et qu'il est sur sa face. Et que ses mains sont
praying to God
priant Dieu,
and blushing because of the iniquity of the people,
et parlant si haut à cause de l'iniquité du
then
peuple,
you're going to see a revival start.
Alors vous verrez le réveil.
A man cannot lay in the presence of God.
Un homme ne peut pas s'installer dans la
présence. A church cannot stay in the presence of God.
Une église ne peut pas rester dans la présence.
Under repentance,
sous la repentance,
unless the Holy Spirit comes down,
à moins que le Saint-Esprit
and gives unction and power,
et donne l'onction et la puissance,
to start a move of God.
Et
in there amongst
Dieu,
those people.
Au milieu de ce
it's
peuple,
just got to be.
Ça doit être ainsi.
Friends, a revival always needs people.
Le réveil a toujours besoin
to get on their faces.
Qu'ils puissent se mettre sur
put
leur
themselves
face,
before the Lord. Like Daniel did. Confess their sins and the sins of their people. And when you see a people getting sincere before God.
Lorsque voyez les gens devenir sincères,
where there's personal accountability. You're not far from seeing God. Bring a quickening and a moving and reviving his people
Dieu
once again.
La vie et le mouvement de réveil
we'll finish with that
peuple.
Scripture. We know the scripture.
Nous connaissons cette écriture.
An everlasting scripture, an unfailing scripture.
Une écriture éternelle qui ne faillit
jamais. The Lord says in 2 Chronicles 7 when he said it to Solomon. It said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Friends, what a wonderful promise.
Quelle promesse merveilleuse.
It's not difficult, friends. But it needs sincerity like Ezra to blush before the Lord. To repent of our sins and the sins of the people. And he says, if I shut up heaven, there be no rain. Friends, when you've got that thirst because the skies have become like brass in your spiritual experience, spiritually he's shut up the heavens.
This
is not the blessing that they used to be.
This
is not the reality that they used to be. He says, if I command the locusts, that's speaking of the restoration of the bright tree, the palm worm, the caterpillar, and so forth. They come and eat the fruits, the love. They come and eat the leaves, the fellowship.
We
find the locusts coming in amongst the children of God. And you don't have the same fellowship you used to with your brothers and sisters. There's a lack of the brotherly love that you used to have. There's the attribute the Lord says. But he says, if I do this, then all my people need to do is this. And he says, if I send pestilence among my people, the plagues, what is the last plague? Spiritual death. When you see spiritual death striking some of the youth, spiritual death striking some people, the blood's no longer on public display. Friends, let's not blame anybody else. Let's not point the finger anywhere else. Let's be like Ezra. Let's be like David. Let's be like Daniel. Let's ourselves get on our knees before God and confess our sins and confess the sins of our people. Let's be like Nehemiah when he heard about Jerusalem being broken down and that the brethren were in affliction.
Jérusalem était brisée, qu'ils étaient dans les afflictions.
He took it upon himself.
Il a pris sur son cœur.
He fasted, he prayed, he humbled himself.
Il a jeûné, il a prié, il s'est.
Then he put his petition before the throne.
Il a placé sa requête devant Dieu.
And then the king ministered to him everything that was needed for restoration.
Et le roi lui a donné
in
tout
Jerusalem.
Ce dont il avait besoin pour la restauration.
Friends, it always begins like
et
that.
Et ça commence Amen. Toujours ainsi.
That's why David thirsted,
c'est
friends.
Pourquoi David a soif.
He was thirsting for the living
il avait
God.
Soif du Dieu vivant.
He was thirsting to see his power and glory.
De voir sa puissance.
The way that he had seen him in the sanctuary.
Dont il avait vu
he knew that his loving kindness is better than life.
Vaut mieux que la vie.
And friends, that's why I said early when I seek thee.
C'est pourquoi il dit que je te cherche.
Like I said, he didn't want more wives.
Il n'avait pas besoin
David, he wasn't praying for that. He wasn't praying for the lives of his enemies.
Il ne priait pas pour la vie.
He wasn't praying for ease
il ne priait pas pour
or comfort or to be back in his soft bed in the palace.
Le confort de retourner dans le palais.
He said, one thing will I desire
une seule chose
and this dire. Will I seek after.
Et c'est ce que je recherche.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord
que j'habite la maison
all
du
of the days of my life. To
ma
behold
vie.
Him in his sanctuary.
De le contempler
to
dans
see
le
him
vrai.
In his beauty.
Dans sa beauté,
because his loving kindness,
parce
friends,
sa bonté,
it's better than life.
Vaut mieux que la vie.
Friends, let's be honest where we are now.
Soyons honnêtes envers nous-mêmes.
In the Church Age book,
dans les
the prophet speaks of the cycle of revival and death.
Cycle du réveil
everyone, every
chacun,
church,
chaque église,
every age,
chaque âge,
every generation has the cycle of revival and death.
A le cycle du réveil
when God revives and quickens.
Lorsque Dieu revit,
and then people start to get, take the blessing for granted and we start going down.
À prendre la bénédiction
then we come out of the cycle of revival and we go down into death.
Et puis, le cycle du réveil qui vient, nous allons dans la mort.
But if God, if we call upon the name
mais
of the
si
Lord,
Dieu vous invoquez le nom de
he
Dieu,
renews the cycle once again.
Il va renouveler
he restores you back to where you used to be. And friends, we've had our up and now we've come down to our down. And we need to seek the Lord once again to breathe his breath, to quicken his people so that his people may rejoice in him. Let's stand. Let's sing a song before we come to a time of prayer. Just meditating upon our own personal responsibility
méditant sur notre responsabilité
before the Lord at this time.
Devant le Seigneur à ce temps.
Do you have a song, Brother George? Coming Home, yeah? It's good, brother. Let's sing that song, Coming Home. You know that young man, the prodigal son? He had once been at home. He had once been in his father's presence.
Il était dans la présence de son
that
père.
Was his hope.
Et c'était son espoir.
He knew where the solution was.
Il savait où se trouvait la
he
solution.
Just had to get back to where he had fallen
il voulait
from.
Juste retourner
but get back into the right relationship with the one that had all the answers.
Avec celui qui a toutes
and
les
everything
réponses.
Else would take care of
et
itself.
Toute autre chose prendra soin de soi.
I want it far away from God. Now coming home, the paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home.
Lord, I'm coming home.
Coming home.
Coming home.
Coming home.
Coming home.
Nevermore to sin and straying low
believe thy word. Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming, coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. My soul is sick. My heart is so now. Now I'm coming home. My strength renewed. My hope restored. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home.
But the song there says, the solution is in his house. Let's just go back to the third verse again, Paul. Let's sing it again from there. The answer is in Papa's house. That's the way the prophet speaks. In your father's house. That's where the solution is. He's your father. He loves you. His voice is calling for you, just as it did in Eden. When it was calling for Adam. Don't hide in the trees of the garden. Don't try to cover yourself with your fig leaves. Just come and stand in his presence. Just come and acknowledge exactly where you are. Just be honest with him. Deal faithfully with him. He will deal faithfully with you. And he will do what you cannot do. And he'll take you from there. And he'll lead you back to where you're supposed to be. Let's sing this one again.
I'm tired of sin and straying, Lord. Now I'm coming home. I'll trust thy love, believe thy word. Lord, I'm coming home. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming, coming home.
Coming,
coming home.
Never more.
Soul is sick, my heart is sore. Now I'm coming home, my strength renewed, my hope restored. Lord, I'm coming,
Lord, I'm coming home,
coming,
coming home.
Is anybody here today?
Quelqu'un ici aujourd'hui?
And you want to come back to the Father's house.
Tu veux retourner à la maison du Père.
You want to firstly be reconciled to him.
Premièrement, il veut être réconcilié
avec. You've tried everything else.
J'avais essayé tout ce que.
But there's a song that says, "Try Jesus."
Il dit, essaye Jésus.
And it's the truth.
C'est la vérité.
Because if you try him with all your heart.
Parce que si tu essaies de tout ton cœur.
You're not going to try anything else.
Tu ne vas pas essayer autre chose.
Because you're going to find the cure.
Si tu vas trouver la cure.
You're going to find what you're always looking for.
Tu vas trouver ce que tu as toujours
cherché. But you never knew that it was him. If there's anybody who's looking for Jesus today, if you want to raise your hands to him and say, Jesus, I need you. Lord, I don't need religion. I don't need good intentions. I don't need the opinions of people. Jesus, I need you. You know where I am. The hounds of hell, they're after me, Lord. If I don't find the living waters, I'm going to perish. If I don't find refuge, if I don't find safety, where am I going to be? Put up your hand. Because he's the seeking shepherd. The Bible says the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And if you're willing to acknowledge that you're lost, he's willing to find you today. He's willing to take you by your hand spiritually and to lead you to the place of refuge, the place of safety, under his blood, in his grace. What about believers that have lost their joy? What about that you don't have the glory anymore and you're wanting the glory to return? The prophet says it will return, but it's got to be a heart's cry in repentance. Then the glory shall return. In the Bible it says, plow up, break up the fallow ground. Break up through repentance and prayer and seeking God. That ground that was once fertile, that ground that once brought forth precious things of the seed, but it's got hard and it's got overgrown and it's not bringing forth what it should bring forth. The Bible says, break up your fallow ground, for it's time for us to seek the Lord until he come and rain righteousness upon us. If that's your desire, why don't you raise your hand to the Lord? And in fact, better than raising your hand to the Lord, let's raise our voices to the Lord. Let's speak to the Lord. Let's say, oh Lord, you are faithful. But I am unfaithful. Lord, you are true. Lord, you are perfect. Your loving kindness is so wonderful. But Lord, I haven't lived according to the way that I should. Lord, my lips have spoken things that they shouldn't. Lord, my heart has dwelt upon things, secret idols in the hidden place. Lord, I've wandered far away from you. But today I want to come home. And friends, a sincere prayer is the beginning. But don't let it stop there. You seek, you ask, and you knock, because the promise has been given to us. Let's call upon his name in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, as your people, we do bring ourselves before thee once again upon this day. For outside of thee, Heavenly Father, Lord, what can we do, Lord? Who are we outside?
Lord Savior, out there, Lord Savior, how the kingdom, Lord, satisfaction, Lord Savior. Lord, that there, Lord Savior, Father, return back to thine house, Lord Savior, God, we pray. For Lord, we believe that thine children, Lord, call on thee, Lord Savior, God. We ask your grace, Lord, remembering all again that same way, Lord, as well. Father, your duty you undertake, Lord, even at this time.
Cannot hide it from God, yeah? Let's just keep our eyes closed. Let's just sing that song slowly. You cannot hide it from God. You can cover your sins that the world may not see, but you cannot hide it from God. How wonderful it is, saints. Sister Jessica is also asking for prayer. She's starting a new job in Limerick tomorrow. So let's keep the sister in prayer as well.
Cannot hide it from God. You cannot hide it from God. You can cover your sin that the world may not see, but you cannot hide it from God. Oh, brother, sister, you cannot hide it from, no, 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 you cannot hide it from God. You can cover your sin that the world may not see, but you cannot hide it from God. I cannot hide it from. I cannot hide.
from God. I can cover myself, though the world may not see, but I cannot hide it from God. Oh, I cannot hide it from God. No, no, I cannot hide it from God. Oh, no, I can cover my sin that the world may not see, but I cannot hide it from God.
Let's sing one more song before we close in prayer. Let's sing that song, Father of Life, seated on the throne of grace. It's only His mercy, saints, that we trust in.
Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercies we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we Adonai, crowning grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father of life, never failing to forgive, moment is a gift from you to live. We're only here to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. We rely on your grace, Adonai, crowned in praise.
Of communion service next Saturday. Now the communion speaks of the Passover. Would not be a wonderful thing to rejoice as they rejoiced at the first Passover? Friends, let's prepare ourselves for communion 6 o'clock on Saturday. We'll have prayer meeting Wednesday. If you find inside of your soul you're needing prayer, why not gather with the saints? The saints gather on Tuesdays as well here just for prayer. Wednesday for prayer meeting. Friends, that's where revival starts. If you're looking for revival in your life, it starts in prayer. It starts at the altar.
Amen.
It starts in being sincere before God. Hallelujah. It starts in coming before Him and Him dealing faithfully with you and you being Hallelujah. Faithful before Him. And no soul that seeks Him sincerely will ever go away thirsty. So why not let's restore Amen. The prayer meetings to what they used to be. Restore yourself in prayer inside of your own life. And may God be with us in these things. If you have any other requests before the Lord, if you want to raise it before the Lord. Father, we look to Thee upon this day.
Hallelujah.
Father, we are but mortals. Amen. Thou art immortal, even as the song says, Lord. Father, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by Your Spirit, You said. Amen. And Father, we know that in our own experience, Lord, that it's not our own wisdom. It's not the efforts, Lord Jesus, of man. But Father, it's just obedience to You. It's just a submission that You're looking for. It's just a yieldness, Lord. That when You deal with us, that Father, we just yield Amen. Unto You. And whatever it is that You lead us to do, that we just go with all our hearts and be faithful and do it, Lord. I pray that You'd be the portion of Your people, even as we'd go from this place. Yes. Father, we remember the glory. We remember the power. And Father, how we look unto Thee upon this day, we just pray that You'd restore us once Amen. Again. Father, even as Habakkuk prayed, O Lord, in wrath, remember mercy, Lord. Father, revive Thy work in the midst of the years. Father, You have mercy upon us, I pray. Father, bless our sister who's going down to Limerick to work. Watch over her, keep her. Father, may she be a light. May You use her for Your glory. Even in that place, we'd ask and pray. In every other petition that we have, Sister Tariro, Lord, I bring Amen. That petition before Thee. May You minister grace unto it, Lord, we'd ask. Even thinking of Sister Charlotte's brother, we do pray for him once again. And Father, all the other needs that we have, Father, we bring these things before Thee, Lord. Grant us traveling mercies. Our brother, our sister staying in Sligo, bless them as they go back. Grant them grace, we'd ask and pray, Lord. Watch over them there. Use them when they're there. May, Lord, Your purpose be fulfilled, we ask and pray. Father, bless each officer in this house. We do appreciate each and every one. Thank You for the musicians, the song leader. Father, You quicken us in these things once again, we pray. Father, let our song worship come back to the way that it used to be. And Father, in prayer, You quicken us, Lord, that we may pray the way we used to pray. Father, I'm so remembering the days we used to meet in Dublin Castle on a Friday night. And I remember the prayer meetings, the way they used to be in those days. Father, the ways that You used to lead us and guide us and bless us. Father, You just restore once again, we pray. And Father, and everything else, bless, Father, the ministration of the word. Bless every need that we have. Father, because we come unto You, because You are the resource of every solution that, Father, we desire. Father, we Hallelujah. Dedicate the visitors to Thee. May You bless them as well. Father, bless them as we go. Keep us safe. Bring us safely to our homes in peace, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, saints.
There's a land of fadeless days and lays
foursquare, and it
never pass away,
and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears.
There's no death, no pain, no fears. And they count time not by years, for there is no night. Yes, they count, and they count time not by years, for there is no night there. In that city, Foursquare, God shall wipe away your tears. There's no death, no pain, no fears. And they count time not by years. Oh, there is no night. Oh, and they count time not by years. Oh, there is no night there. And the gates shall never close to that city, Foursquare. where life's crystal river flows, and there is no night. Oh, God shall wipe away your tears. There's no death, no pain, no fears, and they count time not by years. Oh, there is no night. Yes, they count, and they count time not by years.